This episode was created with the support of Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. Visit us at freefm.org.nz. The following show discusses ideas and values that are solely those of the hosts. It includes regular mentions of conspiracy theories for which there is little or no credible evidence. We recommend listeners consult a range of credible sources and seek out the views of experts. The views expressed are the show hosts only and not those of Free FM.
Good morning. This is From the Fringes, a program about alternative provocative views. My name is Jack Geelan. We're Vox Populi, Vox Deo, the voice of the people. Now, Prince William is doing the daddy dance with Taylor Swift. He's moving like this.
Wait a minute. Can you expand?
What, on the daddy dance?
Yes.
You know, dads, Prince Williams.
What? What are you talking about?
Yeah, well, at one of her concerts.
The daddy dance.
Yeah. Julian Assange is a hero of free speech because he's being set free.
Do you know what? I always thought he was really cool.
Yeah.
He had a child in captivity, didn't he?
Yeah. He's a wonderful character. And we support free speech, but these are our own opinions. And Helen Clark is supporting the idea of the next pandemic. Do you really want to vote for her again? Yeah. So we need our own Kaitiaki army, home guard, and we need to train sovereigns and self-determined individuals. And we have John
Wanoa
here to talk about that. Today, New Zealand is a violent country. There should be consequences for ram raiding, and they're using hammers when they steal or break into shops now. With government crackdown on crime, reintroducing of military training boot camps, police on the beat. I'd like to see the police on the beat, you know, talking to people.
What kind of beat?
Well, you know, walking the streets in our cities.
Well, as long as that doesn't entail brutality.
Yeah,
but controversy, I'm happy.
The real issue...
Cameras on cops. Jack, they did it in America, it works. You get less police crime.
Body cam.
Well, if you ask a policeman the right questions, then you will establish...
Talk later.
Is he acting lawfully or is he acting legally?
Now, we know with all the crime that's going on, it goes back to childhood, how the child is being raised. If there's no love, no respect, no discipline, the children will get out of control, won't they?
Yes.
That's right. Mm. Now, Steve Evans is in Australia working with lawyers, as there's no justice in New Zealand, he claims. The state rules with no faith in the police. A civil war is brewing. Steve believes in shared parenting. So this idea of a civil war, John, what do you think when the sovereignty of the people is taken away and they don't recognise the sovereignty of the chieftainship anymore, do you think there's going to be an uprising from the people where they don't recognise treaty rights? I was at Matariki last week and talking to a Maori person there, and he was saying there's no equality with the treaty, and the Maoris feel they're on the bottom. So what do you think needs to happen, John?
Okay, first of all, I'll introduce myself as John Wanoa from East Cape. That's Ngāti Porou area. And I'm up in Ngāpuhi, been there for years, for sorting and solving the problem of Maori and the rest of New Zealand, who's got the title to the land, the native land, and I'm here for the native land title to Britain direct. Yep. And the government in Wellington is the little crown, and you've got your crown, which is in the right place on your head, as you are the crown now, because the British crown has abandoned us, abandoned all the native countries and gone into Germany, Frankfurt, with all the stolen gold and all the stolen money and your birth certificate have gone there. That's where I'm at. Mm. And who is running that? Klaus Schwab is the leader of the World Economic Forum. Leading the pandemic.
Yeah.
And he's ran away now. They're all running away with, like, Jacinda Ardern, do the damage and run. Right. Because they know.
Hey, can I just take a minute to
ask
say
me anything?
Kia ora mātua.
Yeah.
Kia ora. Yeah.
So with cool the royal Royal Crown Council,
yes.
There's a false crown.
Yep.
And there's a true crown.
Yes, that's correct. I'm
and,
here.
And yep. The People's Court in Huttley will have a home guard and arresting group of people, like they'll act like a posse, will be set up with the ordinances of the court, also involving land title, non-residential citizens. Individuals will earn their crowns, growing from infants and idiots, gaining their independence from the corporations, identifying with the Royal Crown Council, judiciary and common law as constitutional marshals. Where's your sheriff's badge today, Dean?
Well, I left it at home.
Yeah, we are constitutional marshals. We
yes.
stand for the rights of the people and the Royal Crown Council. The birth certificate and passport has an ID photo on it, but it's split in half with $1 million in gold currency given to each child. Half a million goes if you get involved in crime, and the other half $1 million is what you're worth in security bonds.
That's
is that right,
bond
Dean?
Bond generate, that's right.
Yeah, yeah. So this involves Admiralty law, you know, the passport, being in dock and this sort of thing. Yeah. So there's a false understanding with Admiralty law,
yes.
which honours the crown,
yes.
but not the people,
yes.
not people's rights,
yes.
not constitutional marshals.
Yes.
So, Bay Corp challenged through cease and desist notices, rates demand by Andrew Hudson, I think his name, has no jurisdiction as serving a corporation. The council is borrowing from an overseas corporations. Corporations dictate to us bestowing personhood in nautical terms, in dock, passport, seaway roads.
Yes.
So this is a huge problem because yes. people feel they have to pay the rates. But where's the money going to? Dean, where's the money going?
It goes to the International Monetary Fund.
It goes to the International Monetary Fund. And paying off a debt they have created, because apparently with paper money, you can create more money for yourself.
That's right.
And it becomes fraudulent,
it's
doesn't it?
It's called fractional reserve banking.
It's called fractional reserve banking. Yeah. So we have a protest that's happening tomorrow. You're all invited, you, Jenny and Jeff, down outside the council. Stop Hamilton Council. Council's planned rates increases. Join the protest.
Can I bring Kenny Papa?
Yes, you can be Kenny Papa
Sweet,
along. The
ratepayers
are demanding a public audit. Boycott the rates. A vote of no confidence in the council. Would Jesus drive out the money changers from the temple?
Yes.
Most definitely.
So what do you think of all this, John?
I think you're right on the button.
Yeah?
You're right on the money, because that's where I'm at. The corporate's money, and they're turning into bitcoins and crypto now. They're making,
yeah.
The politicians, if you look, Chris Luxton is leading it off with $400 to buy into their crypto, new digital money. And I'm on that. I'm chasing them up.
Is that real money? Is that real gold currency, as we know?
That's to replace the fiat fake money.
Yeah.
They're going on to another fake money, and they're going to snap all the crypto and demolish them. That's what I'm following.
That's
right
what happens
now.
When you put a bowl of lollies in front of kindergarten children, Jack, the New Zealand government's lost an estimated $400 billion on the international stock market in
yeah.
the last 30 years alone.
Yeah. Right.
That's why ICC doesn't pay out. That's why the retirement fund went broke at one stage. There was nothing in it.
Yeah. Now, Kerry Bevan, he's our leader of the Republic of New Zealand Party. Apparently, he's got a couple of broken ribs, unfortunately. But he used to talk about the inner warrior. Men's retreat presents the courage to be a man. Pink-tinged, pussy-whipped, androgynous apologies for men.
Oh, honey, I don't think you
That's
can...
That's a bit extreme, isn't
I don't
it?
Think you can say that on air, but I guess it's true to life.
Yeah,
That's
well, there's
what he said.
Real men, isn't there? Like, you know, standing up for a man, to the courage to be a man.
Yeah.
The art of being a warrior is the only way to balance the terror of being a man with the wonder of being a man. So, you know, we challenge men in our society. Men are being charged for everything, aren't they, basically? And
And we do it in a peaceful manner.
But this morning on the AM show, they talked about more males in early childhood education. You don't see many males in schools now
there
being teachers.
8 New Zealand male midwives as of 2017, believe. Yes.
And Maricopa man steals children because he's hiding out. He's gone off the grid, apparently. What's his name?
Phillips. The man who abducted his own 3 children.
His own 3 children, yeah. Because he wasn't given custody. With shared parenting, we know that both mum and dad have input into the but if you're going to steal the child off the father, there's going to be consequences.
There's a few arguments about this, okay? And one of the theories...
I don't mind arguments from
one
time
of the
time.
Theories is that the courts and judges recognise that the mother has a stronger maternal bond, especially for the first 5 years.
Yeah, but you can't deny the father, Jen.
I know.
A child needs a father. My son needs me as a dad. A lot of dads have been written off.
If we want to go into, do I believe that the family court system is just?
Yeah.
That's a whole different conversation.
Yeah.
But I do worry about men's mental health when they are going through the FC.
So a mature man is an inner warrior. He realises that the major battles in his life will be fought and resolved within himself. A mature man is someone who has the courage to know himself. So men need to know themselves. We need the warriors to step forward. If we're going to have the Kaitiaki guardians and our own home guard, we need to train men to be men, don't we? Mm. In our society. Mm. And another factor relating to children is Oranga Tamariki, social concern, no funding for children. No, they're cutting back on social service providers with Oranga Tamariki and they're not going to get the funding anymore.
Wow.
So we have protested against Oranga Tamariki, haven't we?
I've had one encounter with a social worker.
Yeah.
And I don't know that she was any less scared than the rest of the staff I've ever met from Oranga Tamariki.
Yeah.
She seems scared, and she seems scared of the hierarchy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Just a personal opinion.
Yeah, well, as Families for Justice, we've protested about their trafficking in children and not being there for children and this sort of thing, and they've been held accountable. You know that, don't you?
Yeah.
Many a times with Steve Evans and
I personally, I'm not condoning all the injustice that has happened from OT.
Yep.
But I personally have not had a bad encounter with an OT social worker.
You haven't?
No.
There's quite a few people have.
Yeah, I'm blessed though.
Yeah, so, yeah.
Because I've heard a lot.
Now, the RSA is closing down as they're in debt. Older veterans are dying. They're joining the Workmen's Club here in Hamilton. So there's going to be a subsection of the RSA, Return Servicemen's Association. So are they closing down around New Zealand, the RSA? You know what I mean? We need to honour the vets in our freedoms and our democracies within our society. So there's major changes going on there. And also we've got another PSA protest, the PSA union, protest, which is happening on the 1st of July, 10 Ross Trevor Street, recognising peer support advocacy, those who support others. Now, RAP is Recognising Wellness Action Plan, Using Hope, Personal Responsibility Education. What do you think of peer support, Jenny?
It's kind of crucial to anything community.
So what do you think of the government cutting back funds to peer support advocacy and recovery?
Well, that's just, I know where David Seymour lives. Yeah. That, you know?
Are you going to protest outside his house?
Have you ever heard?
He's taken away the rights of the people, wellness and health.
You're the activist here. I don't know if I'm the activist.
Yeah, but you're going to become a wahine who's a
manawahine.
A warrior, aren't you? You're going to stand up and fight, aren't you, in this battle for your rights or the treaty?
If the strategy of screaming outside Seymour's house is going to change anything, I think you need to be more strategic.
Yeah?
Yeah.
But we do need to realise that we need our own Kaitiaki army, our own home guard. We need to train sovereigns who are self-determined. Now, John, you know when you talk about self-determination?
Yeah.
And kawanatanga,
yeah.
The right to self-government. Yeah. What do you think of that? That's embodied in the treaty. Now, they're saying that the Maori people ceded their sovereignty. What do you think?
Well, the Ngāpuhi, I spent all my life up there, even down from the East Coast, and I've learned everything about how they think with the most powerful corporation flag in the world.
Yeah.
The whakaputanga is what they call it. We call it in Britain the Confederation of United Tribes. That's the difference between the two. One is native, the Confederation, and the other is whakaputanga, Maori. The word Maori was created by the Pākehās in the government in Wellington. It's not real. Everything is, like Warren Buffett says, it's a practice or a fake crown. Or a fake
crown.
Fake crown.
The jester stole his crown. The king wasn't amused.
Please, the politically correct.
Yeah, so Warren Buffett and Manga, the two old hands, are saying the crown and its money is a artificial gold.
Ah, artificial, fraudulent.
Artificial
it's
gold.
It's fake money.
Yeah, it's fake money.
We're all controlled by fake money. These are our own opinions.
They've heard of the Federal Reserve, haven't they?
Yeah, just Federal Reserve.
When you talk about the heart chakra,
you
know, Aroha Nui,
and
when you talk about prayer support advocacy, and even the Theosophical Society, free access to spirituality, now the headquarters up in Auckland is stealing our lodge. It's all about money grubbers and Freemasonry.
Yes, that's where I'm at. I'm right in the middle of
this. This is blooming evil. Yep. This is going on. The RSA is shutting down.
That
the Theosophical Society is stealing our lodge in Hamilton.
We need to congregate outside David Seymour's house. That is why.
We need to challenge these politicians.
Just
are
creating these nice Hindu people.
That's what I'm here for, to put the puzzle together with you guys, the realists. You are the real part of the puzzle. You are the puzzle that completes this story. It is your story, not their history.
Right. Now, Jeff, I'll bring you in a minute, but Matariki celebrates the midwinter Christmas, the shortest day of the year, where we talk about multiple food source harvest and pahutakawa. You know, that's where you commit your dead loved ones. You know, that's a star up there at in the north. The Bear Chief Colt and the Golden Doves. Can you bind the chains of the Pleiades, the arm of our galaxy? Did you know that Maseroth, all the constellations go right around the Orion?
That's where I'm at with the Moai statue on Easter Island.
Yes.
That's my whakapapa.
That's your whakapapa?
Right there with the Queen. Took the Moai statue to England, and she's using it for her title on her lands all over the world.
So we're called to ride the chariot throne with God and identify with the lion eagle star. Oh, can I have the lion eagle star roar? Come on, Jenny, you're a woman, you can give it. Rah.
You're gonna
ride eagle throne.
Aren't. It's painful.
So Matariki symbolises the Benjamin Shepherd King Priest Company. There we've got the King Priest. Yeah, the jester stole his crown.
That's good, darling.
Now, I went to a Matariki celebration and one Maori guy says there's no equality, we are at the bottom. The corporate Hories, they believe in the trickle up. That's what Winston Peters said. He said some of the Maoris that stand for parliament in that, they're going for all the money. But are they really concerned about their people? Can you tell me that, John?
Yeah, sure, I'll tell you. There's two types of Maori, those in parliament and those outside parliament.
Yes.
The ones in parliament are the ones that are in partnership with the Pākehās in the parliament. And they're the ones that are using the new company, used to be called Queen and Right of New Zealand.
It's a corporation.
The sea, and they've got a new one called Crown Sovereign of New Zealand. Hooray!
Now I've seen the latest political polls say that National's gone up, you know, along with David Seymour, the three Scrooges. Do you think they've gone up in their ratings?
I think they may have given a media source more money. May have.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know if their popularity has
now, improved. Jeff, you had some spiritual stuff to share with us, didn't you?
Well, I was actually just going to read out some Bible verse, Jack. Yes. Leave that for a little minute. I did a Google search, and I looked up 9/11 inside job, and the first thing on top was anti-Semitic conspiracies about 9/11 endure 20 years later.
Yeah.
The October 7th attacks on the illegal state of Israel.
Apparently Mossad. The secret intelligence was involved.
Allegedly, 1,139 people died, 764 civilians, 373 security personnel, and there were 251 hostages. To date so far, 660 Israeli troops have been killed. Haven't seen one single image of and or
was heard. That an inside job by the Zionists?
In my opinion, I've yet to find the evidence to prove it, but there's evidence that proves Neil Armstrong didn't walk on the moon. All you do is look it up. Don't
but
talk to those experts.
Men of faith are the sons of Abraham. So there's a wonderful side to Israel. Ben
Thou
Joseph,
shalt
Ben
not
Judah.
Murder, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. We know that, but there's two sides to this equation because Netanyahu is conscripting ultra-Orthodox men, rabbis. Now, they wouldn't want to participate in that battle, would they?
Well, one of his lead murderers has resigned last week. His name was Benjamin as well. So you've got them dropping away at one side. Naturally, he's going to scratch like turkey.
Because I don't believe in those crimes against humanity and
have
using bombs and everything else.
Have you ever heard of a drowning rat grasping at straws?
Why can't they use Aro Hanui and love
you and
understanding
believe in God,
and true
right?
justice?
Yep. You and I believe in God, right?
Yes, we do, Jenny.
Bloodline.
Yes, even Dean believes in the Lord Jesus Christ.
Doesn't that mean that the world's got to end so we don't actually have to worry?
Yeah, but we're not waiting for Jesus to come on a cloud, Jenny. We've got to get real.
When the Bible
we have to be the change as king priest. That's why I'm wearing this crown.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah,
we are the true crowd. Come on.
Yes, sir. When the Bible speaks of an end, Jenny, it's actually the end of these world governments and a new government that comes into place. It's
the government of the Lord Jesus Christ.
It's the end of these conspiracies.
This is what we're establishing that here today. We're training up the Kaitiaki army. We're training up the king priests. We're training up those who know their rights in the Lord Jesus Christ. We're training up crown judicial people who are going to know their rights, not the fools, not the idiots who don't know that they're sovereigns. And how many of them are there out there? 99 out of 100.
That's right. Matthew 6.
It's time for them to be educated.
Matthew 6.
Put on the judicial crown, you know.
And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward.
Yeah. Yeah, so you're talking about the synagogue of Satan. You're talking about what Jesus said.
Revelation 3:9.
Their father, the devil.
Revelation 3:9, Jack. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Behold,
so you're saying that could be false jury, the money men behind the scenes using upside down
just
policies.
Just because some guy puts on a funny little hat and bangs his head against a brick wall, it doesn't make him a Jew, Jack.
That includes the media who are PC.
I've been called a rabbi before, you know, and the Lord Jesus, my heavenly father.
James 5:1, go to now, ye rich men, weep in hell for your miseries that shall come upon you.
Okay, down with the black and white rabbit fence. Indigenous rights come to their defense. Freedom, justice, equality for all. Common men unite, heed the call. Bicultural liaison officers, universal diplomat ambassadors, peacekeeping activists, freedom fighters. Kawanatanga, te kotahitanga. Iwanuku Rainbow Kōrauai. Yeah, so I'm calling on all the common people. I'm calling on all the Maori people. I'm calling on all people of New Zealand to claim the real crown, not the false crown.
Yes.
Know yourself as the Kaitiaki army. Know yourself as a person endowed with rights by your creator. What do you want to say about this?
Self-education. Empower yourself with the knowledge,
empower yourself.
The system.
That's right. And we have the People's Court in Huntly, will have a home guard, an arresting group, a posse. Because, you know, when you stole someone's cattle, what happened to you over in America? Sometimes you were hung if you were caught. But there's one point there. With the hanging, do you realise that that was their food supply? And if someone stole a cow, they'd be stealing half the farmer's money and revenue, wouldn't
they? A child in England 200 years ago for stealing an apple would be shipped to Australia.
What?
Yep.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's why they had the French Revolution. The peasants are revolting and some will lose their heads, you know.
And so, on that note, the cattle note, Jack, the planet needs to halve the herd.
Yeah.
In the next 10 years, we need to get rid of half the cattle. All these farmers, dairy farmers out there, speak to your friends about diversification, because Fonterra is going belly up as a direct result of the need for the planet to stop eating cow meat.
Save the cows from being exported on boats. Save the dogs, but what about saving the men?
Saving
our families?
People still drink dairy?
Yeah, that's
people
right.
People still eat cheese?
Yeah. But they're going to produce hybrid
meat. Only 20% of the world cares about it now.
I think the government's giving a bit more money to the farmers, though, you know.
No.
They need
to reforest,
you know, to stop all the water going
not
into
the river. Not to be horrible about, a skill set or anything,
storms,
but it is needed, but it's not needed.
And a new global government, Jack's going to bring in a global footprint tax. Those importing and exporting are going to be charged more money.
I'm suspicious of 666, the number of the beast, brother. I only believe in the reign of Christ. I only believe in the king priest crowning. And
Revelation 3.
Know who we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Yeah. What do you think, John?
Yeah, I think you're on the button.
Kapai met
you're
Tiatua.
Yep.
Because I used to belong to Alex Phillips many years ago
at
Manu Ariki, and he gathered all the tribes of the world. He had Aborigines, he had American tribes, and he was promoting the Madonna movement. You know, when you identify and solarize with the lower tones, you can actually see the Madonna. She brought forth a male child who's the ruler of nations of a rod of iron. And we're part of God's army in these last days. But individuals will earn their crowns growing from infants or idiots, gaining their independence from corporations, identifying with the Royal Crown Council, judiciary and common law as constitutional marshals. We need more marshal badges. We need to recruit more people into this Kaitiaki army. And this Monday, Jenny, you're coming along. They're having the Hamilton West meeting at 1 o'clock.
I think I've got custody that day.
I need more support.
I don't know, huh?
I need more of you men to come along.
Okay, wait, I just checked my archive.
Yeah.
And my brain's to call.
Yeah. And Bay Corp is being challenged through cease and desist notices, rates demand by Andrew Hudson. These rates demands, they're claiming they've got no jurisdiction as they're serving an overseas corporation. Corporations dictate to us bestowing personhood in nautical terms in dock, being in dock, the passport, road seaways. What do you know about this, Dean?
Maritime Admiralty Law.
The Maritime Admiralty Law. Okay, and so New Zealand is a violent country. There should be consequences with ram raiding and hammers used and with the government crackdown on crime. This is going on. They're reintroducing of military training boot camps and the police on the beats, the old Bobby on the beat. I'd like to see a lot more of that, wouldn't you?
Bandage over the problem.
Yeah, but will they bring in martial law and will the black water come in and take total control and you won't be able to talk to the policeman?
I saw a policeman
yesterday outside Margaret's house. I said, hello, how are you? And he said, we're not here for you, Mr. Gillen. We're here. We're just talking to someone on the phone.
Did he think that you thought that?
They were there. So anyway, we have to wisen up and we need to honour the King Priest, the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have to bring in the reign of Christ, which is so very important. And don't forget to come along tomorrow to the rates Payers demand a public audit outside the council. That will be happening at 11 o'clock tomorrow. And also on the 1st of July, do come along to the union protest recognising peer support advocacy. We're against a theosophical society. We believe in free access to spirituality and not them stealing our lodge. Okay, from the fringes for another week, say goodbye, John. Wonderful
okay,
being on
here.
Okay,
thank you very much. Anytime, I'll be back again.
Yeah, we'll have you back again in a week
or two. La paz esté contigo.
The sovereignty of the chief
peace be with you.
See you later.
This Free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.